Welcome to 5.0, Fivefold and Beyond with Matt
and Amy.
In the 5.0 podcast, we're going to peel back the layers of the Ephesians 4 model, revealing a thriving church, ministry, or organization. This will help leaders to identify, work together, and implement or raise up the believers who want to move in their calling.
We also offer seminars, conferences, and strategic advising to pastors and leaders. We'll sit down with you and help you to learn how to have a fivefold influenced church or organization. Also, how to identify and integrate people with fivefold giftings into your teams and into your organization. So connect with us at ihimtv.com. That's ihimtv.com.
So get ready to engage as these podcasts will open an understanding, remove confusion of the fivefold, and open your eyes and heart to what you and those around you carry. All right, welcome to the podcast today. Thank you for joining us. This is awesome. Hey, one of the things that we've been noticing is that a lot of you are listening through our link on of website on social media. And so here's the thing you can do. You can download all kinds of free apps like Spotify or whatever. You might get a few ads, but then when you click on our show, you just hit subscribe. And every time we release one, which is typically Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern time in the U.S., we typically do that. Then a notification would come up. But if you are continuing to listen and by hitting the link, here's what you can do. Also hit share. We're trying to do an experiment. We believe that if 9 or 10 people shared, we get into total new different audiences completely altogether and give them the opportunity. If you're enjoying this program, why not let others? And that would really help. That's how you spread the gospel. We live in a digital age now, guys. And I always say it, and you've heard me many times say, one of the easiest ways to spread the gospel is by hitting a share of content onto your social media platforms. We are developing a bunch more right now, and we're hoping to get out on Instagram and some others. We're behind the times there and some of that stuff, but we're working on it. So that's our encouragement to you if you want to just be able to help us spread the gospel and what we're talking about. And so this is 5.0, and today's
topic is Kingdom Links.
Ooh.
So what do we mean by that?
Yeah.
When I think of links, I kind of think of a chain and links that are hooked together that make for a strong chain.
Yeah.
How about we start with a couple of verses and we will start to open up what we're talking about today with Kingdom Links.
Right. And we keep talking. We always want to use the Word of God and base everything on it. And so I have two verses actually to start this program off. And the first one's found in Psalm 55, verse 14. It says, "We who had sweet fellowship together walked in the house of God in the throng."
I like that. Sweet fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Sweet fellowship.
Sounds
when we
nice.
Went to the house of the Lord. And Acts 2:42 for a New Testament, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship or connection, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
So obviously today we're talking about connection.
Yep.
We're going to answer some questions for you. Who do I connect with? How do I connect with people? And why do I even need to connect? So that's what we're going to break open today.
Yeah. And for sure, we're speaking also to fivefold ministries today in this podcast as well, not just emerging ministries or people. We can apply this on so many levels, but we know that sometimes in our tendency of doing ministry, we can kind of get off by ourselves and do our own thing. So we want to address that today. And probably who? Let's talk about. Let's get into it. They want us to get right into this. So who do you connect to? You know, how do you know they're even the right people?
That's a good question. You know, one of the big indicators that, and I know this sounds kind of all ooey, but that we connect with people are people that when you're with them or when you meet them, you spend time with them, something kind of leaps in your spirit, you know, or there's that spirit witness,
bears
that
witness.
Like spirit, we like to call it, doesn't mean they're just like you, but they have the same spirit or heart. And I know it sounds kind of mystical a little bit, but you know it when you feel it.
And most, and I'm glad you brought that up, because most people do, we tend to want to be gravitate and connect with people that are like us, like as far as even like, say, if you're prophetic, a bunch of prophetic people want to hang out with prophetic people. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we're stretching the tent pegs way beyond that here, right? And
yeah,
so who it's bearing witness in your spirit, I like that, because it, we, you did not say that they do ministry just like you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that doesn't mean you don't connect with people who do. Well, we'll talk about,
we'll
get
talk about
that
a little later, but
definitely don't look for just people who are like you. You probably butt heads a little if they're too much like you. How'd you like to hang out with you for a week?
How about having 5 or 10 of you in a room?
Oh, okay, we're not going to be mean here. You're awesome. You are great. Probably 10 of you would be phenomenal.
I was talking to you, Amy.
Hey.
I'd have to leave because there's just too much Amy overwhelmness there. Too much cuteness in the room, right?
Oh, yeah. Nice try to save that one.
Ooh, I'm smooth. But seriously, really, you want to be around people who genuinely are excited about what God is doing in your life.
Yeah, they may not even understand everything God's doing, or again, they may not be just like you, or have the same passion or drive that you do in regards to the same things, but it doesn't matter. Their hearts are connected to yours. They reach out to you. They're not, they don't just fall off the map when you're not with them. You know, they want to connect. They want to encourage you and strengthen you in whatever situation you're in, not just when things are easy, but when things get hard too.
Yeah. And maybe a lot of you can relate to what I'm about to say, especially ministry leaders. I don't know about you. I'll just talk about me. So 38 years plus doing this, moving in the kingdom and ministry capacity of basically dealing with people in that way, not behind the scenes, but with people, you find out even lately too, we come across people, other ministers, they just want to talk about themselves and they don't ask questions about you. And if it's one, you say something and oh, okay. And they're off and it's just like, well, I didn't get to open that up. Like, and you do more listening than you do sharing sometimes. And so then you have to decide, well, is this worth pursuing?
And just on the other side of the coin, don't be the one who does all the sharing and no listening either. Don't be that person.
No, right. That's right. And so, you know, right away, I mean, that's an indicator. And you know, I always tentatively test the waters with people and see if this is direction and see what comes back. What comes out of them, and to see whether or not it's worth investment.
Mm-hmm. Good connections are two-way streets.
Yeah. Like, we know in our experience of ministry, when we travel to churches and we're not even the one preaching sometimes, say we go to things and the pastor finds out that you're in the building, it's a quick greet and they take off. They don't even know what to do with you. And mm-hmm. they afterwards, mm-hmm. it's just like the greeters treated you more with honor and
welcoming.
Than some leaders will do. And it's like, that reveals a lot too. But man, when you get, and not that I need to get up on the platform and say something or I need to, that's not what I'm talking about. It's just that connection and that warm man in the spirit. Like God's got all over you. I'm so glad you're here, you know, and
it's hard to connect with people who have insecurities.
Yeah, I know.
If they're always threatened by you or feeling like you're going to come in and take over, you can't connect with someone like that. The more you push in there and try to build a relationship, the more uncomfortable they're going to become. It's not going to work.
Yeah, if you're a free-flowing type of person, an individual, you know, you're able to just connect. It comes more naturally to you and you're not so much introverted, but then there's an awkwardness all of a sudden that's there. That's an indication right there for you just to back off a little bit. And that's on the negative side, but it's a real side. It does happen. And we have to know how to do it. And some ministries, they just stop reaching out after a while. The leaders and the people, they just stop reaching out to others. And that's not good either. That's not the answer.
No, it's not, but it is easy to do. So how do we connect? How do we find these people?
Yeah, so even like when we're doing this podcast, we're not going to put a date on this, but even when we're recording this podcast right now, we changed our plans because we're going to be driving 5 hours to a city to meet a group of African pastors who are on the U.S. side and have a churches, and they're coming together. And through communication, we felt, you and I, that this was a time we need to go down and connect, see what they're about, stop saying, well, we need to get together sometime. We're just going to do it. Mm-hmm. And at our end, it's a cost. We've got a hotel. We've got 5 hours of travel, 5 hours plus the food.
Yeah. So we have to be willing to invest in connections.
Willing to invest to connect.
To go out of your way.
Yeah. It does not land on your lap.
No, and somebody's got to make the first step to do that. And, you know, we're not patting ourselves on the back because we're the ones who always make that step.
This is just the way I was trained.
You were trained that way.
I was trained.
And also, you know, we do live in a pretty remote place. Mm-hmm. We're not in the middle of Atlanta or Dallas or, you know, Nashville. We're out there. And so not a lot of people are just driving through. We're not on the way to anywhere, okay? If you're coming here, you're coming here specifically to be here, to see us.
And we've had people do that. Said the Lord told me to come.
Especially when we've connected with them, correct. You know?
Yeah.
So you may be out there, you may have to be the one that takes that step. And I know you may feel like, well, why do I always have to be the one to reach out? But you never know what that's going to do. You have to keep trying.
That's the way of a cutting edge. Mm-hmm. Kingdom believer and minister. That's the way you are. It's part of what you do.
Yeah. And you know, the great thing about connecting nowadays is, of course, you know, Matt talked about earlier, you talked about technology, and technology is out there. It makes it easier for us to connect. And so there are ways we can do this too, sometimes without being there in person.
Right.
But sometimes it's good to just be there in person.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a nice balance.
You can't detect the spirit of a room on a video call sometimes.
Yeah, you can get only so much.
Not that the Lord can't use that, but there's just something about being in the midst and all of a sudden, oh yeah. And if you're in, you know, you're discerning or prophetic, or you just have that experience, you'll pick up real quick what's in the room.
Yeah. So get out there to some conferences and invest, but you know, be very deliberate as to where you go.
So we're talking about how too, as well here.
Exactly. Let's skip down to why. Why do we even need to connect? What is the importance of this? Why should I invest money in hotel and
gas? I got a big church. I got
airfare.
All my teams.
That's
they can
right.
do it all.
I've got lots of people around
me. I don't need any other church or ministry. We can do it all. We're big. Yeah. Keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's good. That was a good point there. So why do we need to connect? Well, we've got three reasons. There's a lot more, but we're just going to kind of unpack three reasons that it's so important for you to connect, even outside of, you know, those that you're surrounded with. And we're not looking. Listen, when we talk about connecting, you may think about building networks and mm-hmm. I get a little leery of that word only because of some the way that's looked, but it is an accurate word for this situation. Mm-hmm. But you're not just building your ministry and having, you know, a lot of people just because everyone holds cards with you doesn't mean that they're connected.
And we have a ministerial network and so, it's relational based.
That's right. So we're not just talking about, you know, getting more people in your network or more people that you need to pour out to, because that's not the connection that we're talking about. Yes, you need to have people that you're pouring into, that you're mentoring, that you're fathering. You need to have those people in your life and you need to have people who are mentoring you. But we're talking about this two-way connection.
Yeah, we're talking about even stepping outside of your own fivefold mantle. So if you're an apostle, but you're connecting with an evangelist or a prophet or something.
Yeah.
So not even in your own, shall we say,
comfort zone,
anointing stream.
So why do we need to do this? Let's talk.
Number one.
First point is comfort. So we're doing this in C's today. So comfort, what does that look like? That's encouragement. It just knowing that you are not alone in this fight, in this battle, in this world is such a strength to people. You know, sometimes it feels like that. We know that even Elijah had that feeling. I mean, he had just had one of the greatest victories in his life, you know, seeing fire fall out of heaven on a saturated sacrifice and consuming everything and taking out the prophets of Baal. But then he flees in the wilderness and he feels so alone and he cries out to God and says, God, I'm the only one. And God kind of gave him a little reality check and said, you're not the only one.
But we've all been there.
There are others who haven't bowed their knee to Baal. Yeah. So we feel like that. So this connection that we're talking about helps keep us from feeling like I'm alone in the world, in the front lines of this kingdom warfare.
You're not alone. Yeah.
There's somebody over the next knoll. You may not be able to see them, but they're there. And knowing that brings strength, brings a desire to continue on and not give up. It's like in Ecclesiastes 4:12. The Bible tells us that though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. We, you know, read this verse at weddings, and it's very appropriate for those situations, but it's also appropriate for fivefold ministry leaders.
There are times and seasons in my life when my spouse, you, are the one that...
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, you're my favorite wife. You're my only wife. Anyway, so here we are, and there are times and seasons maybe when you're the only one that we're connecting and walking together and not feeling alone. But that should not, that's a season, and it should not become a lifestyle of ministry and leadership. You should be able to move past that. We've met people that they're so family and spouse oriented that they don't let no one else in. And as a result, there's almost this whole side that is undeveloped. And I understand the importance of family and my spouse. They're right there. It's number one, right in there. But at the same time, with connection, we need others, and others need you, right? In that different way. So anyway, that was my thought. Second thing I think is it is a challenge. That second point is a challenge, and we need a challenge. And maybe you're wired that you need challenges that'll make you move and do something. Get off the couch or, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Challenges. And this is one of the reasons we were talking about earlier. Yes, if you're a prophet, hang around with prophets, learn, grow in your call, get encouraged by fellow prophets. So you definitely need those connections, but you also need connections with other fivefold ministries.
Yeah.
It takes us out of our comfort zone. But see, if we always just hang around with people like us who have the same passions and drives and call as us, then it's easy to kind of keep...
misunderstand yes. other ministries and judge them that they're not doing what you've been called to do. And you think everyone else ought to be doing what you're doing. And that's not true. And we get very judgmental, and we're not a team player.
Yeah. I mean, we've had it. We've had people come to our church who are, different fivefold ministries than us. And we wanted them there because we wanted them to bring their piece, their joint that supplied. Right. But they would come in and they would try to swerve the whole vision and direction of the church to what they're passionate about,
because of immaturity. And,
yeah.
But
so don't try to make people like you in these connections. Understand and value the different perspective they bring to the table, the balance that they bring to your life to keep you on an even keel and not going off there, you know, getting a little wingy.
Right. And which that creates growth and is part of development of your own call and your own armor and what you wear and carry and your own purpose in the kingdom. And so it causes growth, and somebody will say something that even spurs on spiritual growth, a revelation. You got something that because of your openness of the relationship and it brought forth, I'm going to study that out. And you found out that that was a key that just got you across a hole that you've been staring at for a long time.
Yeah. And as exciting
as somebody else.
Yeah. As exciting as that sounds, it can be uncomfortable sometimes. Yeah, I remember, sure. You know, coming away from meetings with some other fivefold ministers and just almost being like upset and a little angry. Like, I can't believe they said that. Like, why would they say that? That doesn't make sense. That's not right. And I had like these walls that it was bouncing off, and it was making me uncomfortable. I didn't like it. But then, you know, it takes me a while sometimes to process. I'm not always good with criticism or challenge, but once I have a chance to process it, then I become filter. Open to that. Yeah. And so after I would think about it for a little while, it's like, oh man, that the Lord started showing me and opening things and bringing revelation. It's like they weren't wrong. I was wrong. Or maybe I, you know, they just helped me to look differently at the piece I had.
Well, you had shades on. You had shades on.
Exactly.
So you all come from different experiences and different backgrounds and maybe even spiritual encounters with God. And you minister out of that. And you think everyone else needs to share that. And they will and they do. But you know what? God's bringing people into your life as well that you need to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit through them and bringing a new encounter into our life. That's how it is. Third C.
Collaborate.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
There's a multiplication of effectiveness when we collaborate with other ministries. You know, I think of the verses, and you know them. You know, one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. The kingdom of God has this multiplication factor that comes into effect when we connect.
Yeah. So effectiveness for collaboration, right? And we did that when we did the Antioch one a few podcasts back about that, that it's so important to have different fivefold voices and anointings working, man, to get something done. And it just is powerful on how that all works. And so to a leader, to a church or a team, here's what we need to say. So the different fivefold voices that you bring into your team, you bring into your church, what it will do is it will create a well-rounded people or team. And it won't be just out of balance with one strong message. And we thank the Lord for your message. I thank the Lord for my message, you know. Our mainstream and our strategic advising is callings and fivefold teams and all that. But there's a lot of other things that we're capable of doing and voicing. But at the same time, we love it when God, we can partner with other people that are bringing a voice that we're not necessarily championing, or we're right behind that because we have to be in our lane, you know?
That's right. We're raising up a fivefold people, not just an apostolic people.
Correct.
Or a prophetic people or an evangelistic people. We want all of those pieces incorporated that it will bring about a body of Christ that's going to take the kingdom.
Yeah. So our experience, like when we were pastoring here, we brought different voices in over all the years, different fivefold anointings. And it was so beautiful. And the people, they get tired of your voice after a while.
Well, just, I think it becomes familiar.
And it needs a break. Yeah. And so what you have to do to keep freshness anyways, you don't have to provide everything. You are not at all. You are who you are and you carry what you carry. But there are many in the body that God has. And through relationship and trust, we bring in the proper people. And all of a sudden, people are getting what you've been preaching on for 2 years. They got it in one night. Oh, you know what? I had a revelation. You're sitting there thinking, I've been teaching this for 6 months. But that's how it works.
It is how it works.
That's how it works. A different anointing took and watered the seed that you planted or whatever it may be. And so for individuals and churches, you experience this growth pattern.
Yeah,
it's
so
amazing.
It's setting ego aside and saying we need to connect, not just for me and for what I need, although yes, that comes into play, but for what the people that I'm leading need.
And who can I be a kingdom link for? What two am I going to be a middle link? Who's going to be on my left? Who's going to be on my right? You know, we've introduced many ministries to other ministries and introduced people. And that's just part of what we do. And we love that. And it's just something when you see them going off and something happening with by them collaborating and coming together. I mean, that excites us. I mean, that's powerful. Their success, our success. And I'm just sharing with the people how we think and how we move. And so that's it. So, hey.
So see who you can connect with today. Pray about it. Say, God, who do you want to put in my life that I'm going to enrich their life and they're going to enrich mine through this beautiful connection? So, God, we just thank you for these amazing people who are listening. We know that you have great plans for each one of them. So, God, just lead them to the right connections, the connections that are going to bring about glorious results in your mighty kingdom. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Live beyond.